I'm gonna put you in bed as soon as we're done talking. Yes. You're not gonna read. You feel like throwing up.
I'm reading about the Cubans, damn it.
Oh, fine. But you're not gonna read when you feel like throwing
They're
up.
They're all unhappy.
Even like you.
That's because I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
That's why you're gonna go to bed. Okay.
Cubans.
No Cubans. Bedtime. The Cubans are 1,200 miles away.
And all sleeping.
Yeah. They're all in bed. If we wanted to, we could just take the whole island over right now.
These Cubans were exiled. I don't think they're sleeping.
They're in Miami. They're also sleeping.
These ones are in Miami.
All exiled Cubans went to Miami.
Oh my god. No, they didn't.
Well, all exiled Cubans go to bed before midnight. They're healthy.
Oh my god.
Wealthy and wise. Well, maybe not wealthy.
Cubans are wealthy.
You can barely keep your eyes open.
I'm
That's why you're gonna go to bed. That's the whole point. If you feel like throwing up, close your eyes. Just come on, for the love of whatever's holy in this world.
The Pope died.
And wait, what's the second part of that?
And so did Mitch Hedberg.
And Terry Schiavo. Things come in threes.
Oh yeah, Terry died. We talked about that in preceptorship.
About Terry?
Apparently we're on a first name basis with her.
Well.
What did you talk about?
My U.S. Congress did write a bill that affected her life, so yeah, I think we're all on a first name basis with her.
Terry.
What did you talk about?
Doctors felt about it.
How did doctors feel?
I don't know, I didn't talk to any of them.
But you said you talked about it.
We talked about what other people's doctors said about it for preceptorship.
Okay, well then what did they say?
I didn't talk about it with my doctor.
What did the other doctors say? The doctors that voiced an opinion.
That everyone should have a living will.
And that's what my mother said.
And that it's really an individual thing. Stuff like that. And after seeing this happen to a lot of people, like, this case isn't, like, doctors are always pulling tubes out of people. This isn't something that's different.
Nope.
It's just this case became, like, national news.
Yep.
But they're performing these procedures even at Shadyside or Presby all the time. One kid in the group was able to sit in on it.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. So, I still feel like puking.
That's why you didn't go to bed.
Cubans.
Yeah, well, they're all asleep.
I have to talk about them tomorrow.
Okay, you can tell them that they're all asleep.
Dude, it sucks to be an immigrant.
What is this book that you're reading?
A Vulnerable Observer.
It's about this girl whose parents were Cuban immigrants. They came over, and it's about how she's toiling over whether or not to go back to Cuba.
How'd they get over here? In a converted 53 Chevy?
No, in a raft. I don't know. I think they flew.
Nah, that's not fun. My theory on the matter? Is any group of laymen that can turn a 53 Chevy into a raft that can go 90 miles deserve to stay in this country?
Yeah.
Like, we could use them at Ford. Or Chevy.
At Ford.
Well, it hurts to laugh. I'm gonna puke.
Why don't we go lie down now? Okay, well, no time for put you to bed.
No.
Yes.
You're not gonna win.
No, but they're unhappy.
What are you going to do? Just sit here until 4 o'clock in the morning being unhappy?
No, I was talking about the immigrants.
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Are you happy?
No, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
My point exactly.
That's not going to help because I can't sleep because I'm going to throw up.
I think we've got sleeping gas somewhere.
Are you a dentist? Like, what is...
That's gonna make a really bad joke that I chose not to.
What could you possibly make a joke of that of, huh?
It was past sleeping gas.
What?
I don't know.
We don't want to know.
No.
Like gas chambers?
What?
Man, you're morbid.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anything else to make a joke.
You did say the joke was pretty bad.
Yeah, so I went to the extreme. What was the joke?
I was going to say, this is college. I'm sure we could find some roofies somewhere.
Oh, roofies. What? No, I don't want roofies.
It'll certainly put you to sleep.
Oh, dear.
Wouldn't I still be experiencing whatever, but I just won't remember it?
No.
Oh.
It'll knock you right out.
That might be nice, then. That's Benadryl.
Yeah.
That's better than a roofie.
Okay.
It's like a little pink roofie.
How do you spell roofie?
R-O-O-F-I-E.
Roof.
E? That's how they should market Benadryl. Benadryl, the little pink roofie.
No. Guys, I didn't say that.
You're the one sitting there going, I'd like a roofie.
Well, I feel like puking. If you felt like dying,
you'd want
a roofie
Pepto?
Too. Maybe.
I asked you that like hours ago, and you said no.
You said that yesterday?
No.
I said that yesterday and today, because you also felt like you were going to throw up yesterday.
I'm diagnosed.
She's diagnosed first to suffer. Like, for Hannah, women's suffrage takes on a whole new meaning.
What?
You never take, like, things right away to help you. You always, you're like, I'll wait it out.
I don't believe in a drug-based society. I don't believe I should have to take a drug for every tiny little ailment.
You don't have to. But there's no reason you should suffer.
Oh, okay.
Every tiny little ailment that makes you unable to function.
Yeah.
My knee is kind of swollen.
Let's see. You can't,
that was actually totally not what I was referring
can't
to.
Walk. My migraines. You can't read. You can't move. You're having a hard time keeping your eyes open.
It's because I feel like puking when I'm tired.
That's my point. My point is that these are not little tiny symptoms. But if you want to suffer, if you think it's dignified, then...
That frightened me.
Go for it.
I don't want to suffer.
Okay, then take the pills.
What pills?
The Pepto.
Oh. Pepto's gooey.
Fine, don't
I
take it.
I have the,
it's okay. She has
chewables.
Chewies.
You could totally have chewies. I don't like the tablets because they don't work. Like,
plus
for some reason...
swallow a pill while you're gonna die.
That's true.
The tablets always get stuck in my throat.
Yeah.
For some reason, just Pepto tablets. Because
they need
why.
To be gel caps.
Everything is better in gel caps. I might actually take some Dayquil back with me to sleep on. Can't tell whether
I might have Tylenol. It might be Tylenol through nighttime. Yeah. If you want to really sleep.
That'll work too.
I have Benadryl or roofies.
The little pink roofie. I can't tell now if it's still a cold or it's allergies or both.
General unhappiness.
God is trying to.
I learned about pollen and immunology.
It's good. It's an allergen.
One of the people in the cancer study, one of the things they have to compare cancer, well not compare cancer to, but one of the metaphors is allergies.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about, you know, like, how do allergies develop, blah, 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 blah. This person was explaining how allergies are contagious.
No, it's a sensitivity. I know. Hypersensitive.
But then they were also saying, you know, if there was another one that didn't have any sympathy for people with allergies, because they don't have allergies, and it's really not very serious. You know, allergies aren't a big deal.
Allergies
I'm like,
suck.
Unless it's to peanuts and you can die.
Or like me, if it's to everything except penicillin.
Well, yeah, that's also a big one.
I don't like allergies.
I'm allergic to gold.
No, you are, huh?
You poor, poor thing.
And surgical steel, and...
I can only wear 18-karat gold. You can't wear 18.
Oh. I can't wear it in my ear. I can wear it everywhere else.
Yeah, they don't make 24-karat gold most of the time for anything. It's too malleable. It doesn't keep its shape.
Yeah.
It's kind of
squishy.
Yep.
You can squishy.
Is that kind of like squeegeeing it?
Squeegee men sometimes get hurt.
Squeegee would be this, not this.
But a little squeegee thing for like... Oh, I guess you guys don't.
Do we have squeegee men that wash your windows when you don't ask them to? And then they get mad when you don't pay them for the deed that you didn't want them to do to begin with.
Yes, they're called homeless. they have little squeegees for like, you know, to, like, clean up my sister's ears because she has hearing aids.
Like eyedroppers?
Yeah, they're bigger. It's like a little bulb.
Like a turkey baster.
Yeah. Kind of.
I hurt my own head.
Like a turkey baster. My sister is just a big turkey.
No, she's a little one.
She's teeny.
Probably as big as her.
That's still small.
She's it's only huge. 14.
You are not huge.
I have a huge personality.
That you do.
You just got a big mouth.
Ooh, red face. I'll puke on you.
Mwah. Okay, you moved to full peak puke.
And I got promoted.
It's different.
Purpose?
Yeah, I was gonna say holes, but that works too.
Oh my god, I think that's my cue to go home. You gonna go to bed now or no?
I'm bleeding.
I'll restate the question in case you didn't understand it the first time. You gonna go to bed now or no?
No, sure, I'm gonna go to bed.
That means shortly.
Well, if you go throw up, I'll wait and then we'll put you to bed. Otherwise, I'm gonna go home and put myself to bed.
I need to stay up a little longer because I don't feel good.
That's not why you need to stay up a little bit longer. You want to read more.
No, I just need to sit here for a little bit.
Okay.
I can't believe you called me a liar.
What?
He told me to be honest. That implies that I'm lying. Punk. You're not lying.
I love how you just love to abuse me when you're not feeling good.
I'm using my powers of deduction and analysis.
Make me feel better, you jackass.
Oh, honey, you win a prize. Truth thing. A really big one.
Yeah, just the little one.
I don't like the Pepto-Bismol commercial.
One where they dance and do the hand motions.
Yay, Pepto-Bismol. Doesn't make me want to buy it.
Well, take a look at what it's supposed to help you with and try and come up with a witty,
classy commercial,
commercial for that. Yeah.
I sound like Tim.